Now to our newsmaker. I wanted to get our newsmaker on today before the end of the show. He is Grant Smith, director of the Washington-based Institute for Research, Middle Eastern Research Policy, which is an independent nonprofit group that studies U.S. policy formation towards the Middle East. And he has come forward with an article. I read the article. In fact, he has several. And first when I read him, I put him down and I went over to one of our scholars on staff and I said, who is this man? And could this be true? This is an internet. Because, you know, the internet is filled with a lot of nonsense also and misinformation. And it came back that, yes, he's very credible. And I said, well, then invite him on. So with that said, Grant Smith, nice to have you with us today.
Hey, thanks, Gary. It's great being on.
Grant, let me read the titles of your articles, then you take us in detail on this and show us your proof, all right?
Sure.
Netanyahu, the current ultra-war hawk in Israel that wants to attack Iran and get us to do it with him, worked inside the nuclear smuggling ring. Quote, FBI partially declassified and released seven additional pages on June 27, 2012, from 1985 to 2002, investigation of how a network of front companies connected to the Israeli Ministry of Defense illegally smuggled nuclear triggers out of the U.S. The newly released FBI files detail how Richard Kelly Smythe, who was convicted of running a U.S. front company, met with Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel during the smuggling operation. At that time, Netanyahu worked at the Israeli node of the smuggling network Haile Trading Company. Netanyahu, currently serves as Israel's prime minister, recently issued a gag order that the smuggling network's unindicted ringleader refrain from discussing Project Pinto. Then, AIPAC obtained missile secrets. Another article, Americans paid dearly to maintain Israel's nuclear secrets. So if what we are to understand is correct, and Mossad has long given marching orders to AIPAC, then you're telling us, and you have the documents to prove it, that we have been working with the prime minister who was illegally stealing nuclear parts and technology from the United States. And if anyone else did this today, they would be considered a terrorist and would be tried and either kept for life in prison or executed. Is that correct or not?
That is correct, and I think the important thing to understand from these articles and the declassified information they link to is that ever since its founding, the Israelis have used U.S. agents and a series of front companies, whether it was Materials for Palestine, Foundry Associates, Service Airways, Martech, Heli Trading, Milchan Brothers, Milcotelegy. There's a long list of companies that were smuggling conventional and nuclear weapons-related technologies from the United States. Now, the newsmaker piece from the 4th of July about Netanyahu's direct involvement in a nuclear technology smuggling ring was on the basis of April 16 and 17, 2002 counter-espionage debriefings with a man who ran the U.S. node of the smuggling network, which was known as Milco Technologies. Now, this Richard Kelly Smith had been found smuggling 800 nuclear triggers. He fled the U.S. in 1985. He was picked up by Interpol and returned to the United States in 2001. And before he was sentenced, when he had a lot to lose and not much to gain by lying to the FBI, he told them that his Israeli contact for the smuggling operation was none other than Benjamin Netanyahu, and he even named the operation's code word from the Israeli side, which was Project Pinto. So this particular document was something that the Justice Department and FBI fought against releasing. In fact, it went through two appeals processes, even into the Justice Department's review committee. It was filed as a mandatory declassification review, meaning that there would have been further appeals processes, and so they grudgingly released it. There are also hundreds of other documents in this file that they have not yet released, which we suspect are probably CIA files. But I think the message with this 4th of July antiwar.com piece about Netanyahu's involvement kind of shows a little bit about the hypocrisy of the current failing nuclear non-proliferation treaty, in which the United States continues to ignore Israel's nuclear arsenal while pressuring other states about their nuclear projects, whether they're peaceful or not. And I think it's also interesting in this particular case that the ringleader of the smuggling ring in the United States, a Hollywood producer called Arnon Milchan, who has denied involvement in this but who owns many of the companies involved, has never been forced to testify under oath or be interviewed under oath as Richard Kelly Smith was with the FBI.
Well, I appreciate you sharing this with us. At least this audience will know the truth, and I'm concerned because I believe that shortly after his reelection, we will see Israel attack Iran and the United States or NATO in backup position to support it without the consequence of the blowback that's going to happen to oil supplies and reshifting the geopolitical landscape with Iran being supported by India, accountable and bring him forward.
Right. And I think it is a
arrest him and try him on espionage charges.
It's ironic that if there is a war, it would be partially based on preserving Israeli nuclear hegemony, and Americans just have never received credible due reporting about how that nuclear arsenal was really built. So they'd be disturbed if they knew, and they wouldn't put up with the current sort of false dichotomy that's presented in mainstream news about Israel being under threat when the exact opposite is true.
Grant Smith, you've done a remarkable piece of original investigative reporting. Expect the blowback from APEC and the Mossad and everyone else because of this. We're happy to have this exclusive interview in North America today. No one else in the American media has this. And we will post all these articles on our website today. And again, Grant Smith, who has his research and analysis about trade and law enforcement opportunity and all cost have appeared in antiwar.com, Financial Times London, Arab News, The Wall Street Journal, The Washington Post, The Jewish Daily Forward, The New York Times, and especially publications such as U.S. State Department's Washington File. Thank you for sharing this insight with us.
I appreciate it.
Again, the headline, Netanyahu, Legacy of Smuggling Nuclear Materials and U.S.-Israeli Nuclear Connection. Do we have Behrman?
And we'll leave it right there for the moment, but don't go anywhere. There's more Gary Nall ahead right at the top of the hour. In about 3 or 4 minutes' time, Gary will be back with another hour of programming right here on WBAI. That's where you're tuned to, WBAI 99.5 FM, 99.5 FM, and you can listen online at WBAI.org. Thank you so very much for tuning in.